タブー仙台
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台韓国国際協会センティエが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラと
ニュージーランド出身のケイジと
インドネシア出身のアジズです。
今月のテーマは感染症対策とコロナ禍での変化です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Aziz and I'm from Indonesia.
Today's topics are preventing infectious disease and changes due to COVID-19. So thank you too for coming today to our broadcast. The topic is, well, maybe not the happiest one, that is one we have come to have to deal with over this 1.5 years now. But I'm sure everyone right now has probably finally gotten used to this so-called new normal. Today I'd like to talk a little bit with our participants about how to improve our lives during these not-so-happy kind of dark times. I don't imagine trying to deal with all these worries by yourself is particularly effective. So I think it's a good idea to kind of talk with other people and then kind of get a good idea how they're dealing with the situation. Just to kind of start off, we'll talk a little bit about preventing infection. Are there any preventative measures that you pay particular attention to? Or maybe certain ones that you really don't like that much just because it's really annoying to do or you just have a hard time dealing with it?
I don't like disinfecting my hands with gel disinfectant. the liquid one is much better, but the gel one is, it can leave residue on your hands, and if you keep using it throughout the day and you don't get a chance to wash your hands, you can't like wash off the actual dirt. But I do enjoy having like cleaner hands and knowing that things are actually really clean now. I enjoy washing my hands and sing a little song so that I get to 30 seconds. It's like a little peaceful time in my day.
Yes, actually in relation to that, I have recently been washing my hands a lot when I come back home. Usually I would never do that because I would actually never think about it. Because of Corona, I have been washing my hands a lot more. But one thing I do kind of not like is whenever you enter a new building, sometimes the management there ask you to wash your hands again, right? With like the disinfecting soap or the gel. And so even though I'm only in the building for like 5 minutes when I go to the campus, when I go to another one, sometimes people still ask me to wash my hands. I'm like, no, but I just washed my hands like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, but you went outside, right? And so you know, you have to repeat that same thing.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about measures that we do or don't like, but I want to talk a little bit more about maybe overseas measures that people have been using to try to combat COVID-19.
My hometown, Indonesia, is a very religious country, for good and for worse, to be honest. The worst part of it, I think, is that a lot of people actually don't really believe in the virus, right? And even if they do believe in the coronavirus, they think that the mask and like washing hands are actually not as important as your piety, your belief in God, or praying to be protected from like the evil or like the devils that have created this virus in a sense. And so a lot of the times I see people, they congregate, they pray together, but they don't use the actual, you know, preventive measures, you know, with like the mask and the washing the hands and everything. And so I think a lot of the times some of the counter measures are kind of counterintuitive, to be honest.
In New Zealand, it's very strict. You're not allowed to go outside and do anything but go to the supermarket, fuel your car with gas. Yeah, you can't even really go to the doctors. Schools are all closed, everything is closed. You can only buy essential items. Everything's done online, so you have to shop online. New Zealand has really strict contact tracing. So you have to like sign in when you go somewhere, like you sign the QR code into your phone. It's kind of like the Cocoa app that we have in Japan, but it's a little bit more effective, I think.
It doesn't actually work? That's
it
good.
Works. So yeah, you have to sign in whenever you go anywhere, and then if you have like an exposure event, you have to stay home for 2 weeks. So
interesting.
I think it's from now they're going to change the method because economically the country is suffering. Yeah. People can't go to work and so they're losing their income, and the government can only support so many people's incomes for so long. It's effective in some ways, but in some ways it's a minus psychologically, I think, for a lot of people.
Certainly.
Being stuck at home all day with like pets and family.
So after this pandemic ends, or if at least the numbers get to a low enough level, are there any preventative measures that you've really started to use since COVID-19 started that you will continue practicing in order to stay safe, not against just COVID, but also other diseases as well?
Probably still wear masks, I think, especially in the winter. It was nice not being sick over this last year, so no colds and no influenza. And probably washing my hands more frequently. I think I would normally just do it like the bare minimum of like washing hands. So I think washing my hands more frequently is not necessarily a bad thing.
Sure, so yeah, I honestly have never worn a mask in my whole life before COVID. And even in Japan, when I was normally sick, I would just either try and stay at home, or it wasn't really like forced into me, that culture of wearing a mask, but after COVID, because it's common sense, right, I think. So I will probably continue doing that too.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say it's common sense. I mean, once you start using it and you get into that culture and that habit of using it, like, oh, well, this makes perfect sense. Why wasn't they doing it before? You know, the common sense obviously changes, I guess, depending on where you are. In America, it's the exact same way. We just never really wore the mask. It's something only doctors wore. And if you saw someone wearing it on the street, it's like they grew a second head. Like, what is wrong with this person? What are they doing? So moving on, changing topics, we are going to talk a little bit about changes due to COVID-19. Changes we've had in our lives to either to the disease itself or maybe to the lockdowns and things that we've had. So what changes do you feel have affected you the most?
For me, probably the cancellation of events have hit me the most because I really do love to, you know, talk with people, make events, manage events, participate in them. And a lot of the student councils or like the student organizations that do make events have to end up canceling all of them. So for example, TUFSA with their like International Talk Festival, TEDx with their own kind of main event with the talks and everything. And even in my own organization, which I'm working in now, the Indonesian Student Organization, we used to have a lot of events where we'd gather like 100 or more people in one place, or even have like international events where we, you know, collaborate with other communities. But because of COVID, most of these have stopped. And also one thing that I really think is very unfortunate is we don't really get to enjoy the seasons, like the different festivals, like the Matsuri, right? Like the Hanami, the Hanabi Taikai and everything like
that. Not being able to travel and not being able to go to like live music events. I miss live music events. There's nothing like being in the middle of a really crowded room and like singing with like your favorite band. It's something that I really miss. And long distance travel, I think. Definitely being able to go overseas, or not being able to go overseas, is quite tough. Especially when you have family overseas, I think.
True.
And you sort of want to see them like once every year or so. But like, yeah, my family can't come visit me, I can't visit them. New Zealand's really strict with quarantine measures as well. You have to spend 2 weeks in a managed hotel. Which you have to enter a lottery to be able to do.
Yeah.
So there's normally around about 20,000 people trying to get about 3,000 spots every week or so. So you can't even book flights home until you have your hotel, which is it's already booked up until I think the end of this year. So it's almost impossible for me to even consider going home, even though I've been vaccinated.
It's funny you mentioned that 2 week period, because I think in America we probably have something like that depending on the state. When you go back, you're supposed to stay at home and for 2 weeks and not meet anybody, but it's not like anybody's checking up on you. Right. So it's not like you have to stay, like you said, in a managed hotel.
Yeah, it's the same in Australia as well. You have to spend 2 weeks in a managed, the hotel's managed by the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a quarantine facility.
We've been talking a little bit about how things have been bad or how we've kind of gotten down to the dumps thanks to COVID-19. But there are probably at least a few changes in your life that may be improved. So I'd like to talk a little bit about those as well. Why don't we start with Paige? Is there anything that you felt that maybe there's at least a little bit of a silver lining here? Maybe you can find one for me.
Oh, definitely. I bought a sewing machine.
Wow.
And I've been making my own clothes. So I think that's been like the silver lining, because I've been wanting to get a sewing machine for so long and make my own clothes, and I've finally been able to practice sewing with all the extra time that I get to spend at home. And then I have like a nice thing to show after as well.
So you just started this since COVID-19, or did you have a little experience before?
I have used a sewing machine in my life when I was in high school, but I'd never made anything more than like a cushion, so just like a flat square, and then just turn it back inside out. So yeah, I learned how to make clothes thanks to YouTube.
Yeah, it's certainly a good time to learn skills. I mean, for instance, for me, I've always liked cooking, but recently I've been trying to expand at things that I can make, or I try Italian one day, or I try traditional Japanese food another day. Now, since you're always at home, it's kind of hard to go out and eat out all the time. Certainly staying at home, you kind of get restless, right? You got to do something, whether it's sewing or reading or watching a movie or cooking. So I'd implore the people listening today to hopefully try to learn something new, make good use of this time, rather than just kind of playing around and doing nothing.
I used to be a very old school type of person. Even during class, I would, you know, make paper notes, I would gather more in a big book. But when it came to managing them, it was a nightmare, to be honest. And because of COVID, most of the classes became online. Assignments also became online. And I ended up like buying a touchscreen laptop, you know, like a tablet. And so now I write everything, I put everything in a drive, and it's just so much easier. It's made life. And I think that also because of that, that could also help me into the future, you know, with jobs, just being able to use technology a lot better.
That's certainly something that I've noticed that Japan can learn, I think, as well.
Right.
As they are very paper-oriented, they're very physical. Everything has to be written in a logbook, everything needs to be stamped physically. So it's certainly at least a good chance to make some good changes. So there have been a variety of changes in everyone's lives during this pandemic. But if you want at least one thing to return to normal, what is it that you want to see back to how it used to be, the very most?
Free the border! Free borders.
Yes.
I want to travel.
I agree with that. Immigration restrictions, please.
Immigration restrictions, even like domestic travel.
Yes. I remember saying to my parents I would go back. Like, that was before COVID started. Mm-hmm. And then COVID started and said, okay, it's probably going to end in like, I don't know, a few months. It goes into 1 year. Okay, maybe some more months, I guess. And then 1.5 years, I still haven't come back at all. And they're pretty adamant on the saying that, no, you should stay in Japan, because Japan is safer. And if I do come back, because of like the restrictions, I can't come back to Japan. Because Indonesia isn't as safe as here. And so if I come back, it's an only one way thing.
Okay, so that finished up the main part of our program. Next, we have some announcements from Sentia. First, I'd like to talk about proper hand washing technique. After touching doorknobs, handholds on trains, or other objects, viruses may become attached to your hands. After returning home, please make sure to thoroughly wash your hands with soap before and after cooking, as well as before eating. If you don't have access to soap, disinfecting alcohol gel is also a good idea. And also, coughing etiquette is very important. If you don't know what coughing etiquette is, it is covering your mouth with a mask, facial tissue, handkerchief, sleeve, or the inside of your elbow when sneezing or coughing in order to not infect others. It is also risky to be within 2 meters of another person for more than a short time, as well as being in a situation with many other people conversing with one another. Please try to avoid places where infection is likely, wash your hands, and practice proper coughing etiquette. That's all we have for you today on this edition of Hello Sendai. We'll see you next month.